All right, city council meeting for Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023 is called to order, followed by invocation by Pastor Kim Van Bremer, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for this time together, and we ask that you would put your hand upon it and bless it. We would ask that you would bless these city council members and the mayor as they make decisions for this city and all of the people who live and work and vacation in it. And Lord, today we pray for all of those people in this heat that you would keep them safe, all of the lifeguards, the tourists on the beach who might not know how hot that sand is, that you would keep the heat off of us and our bodies hydrated and working well. Lord, I know that you have heard our prayers to stop this construction on the roads. But most of all, keep those workers safe, not only from the traffic, but from the heat, so that they can finish up their work and we can get where we need to go safely. Protect the law enforcement, the firefighters, all the first responders in this city. And we pray all of this as we pray for the meeting ahead of us, that the discussion will be fruitful and all to your glory. We pray this. Amen.
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 Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes. Regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 6/20/23. No objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? Okay, for no announcements, we'll move to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. All right, I have a special guest here tonight. Miss Michelle Davis.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And Ken Folk. Stand up, Michelle, so we know who we're talking about. Michelle is the general manager of the Spring Hill Suites at the Wharf.
Yes.
And she won, let me just read. The American Hotel and Lodging Association announced its 2023 General Managers of the Year winners during their presentations at the Hospitality Show at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas. Michelle Davis, General Manager, Spring Hill Suites, Marriott, Orange Beach is General Manager of the Year.
Wow. Woo. Congratulations.
She's been with Spring Hill Suites since 2020. And one of Michelle's goals, and along with us, is to end human trafficking. So we really appreciate that. So.
Congratulations.
You'll say a few words?
Well, I was sick last day. Get put in Orange Beach and joining in January of 2020. What a year, right? I mean, we had our COVID issues and then we had Hurricane Sally. But I just love being part of this community. This is Vanessa. She's our housekeeping manager. Just my right hand. She's lock and step. And we love creating moments and memories for our guests. And you guys provide such a wonderful place. And everywhere they go, from Doc Seafood to down on the beach with Coastal, Orange Beach is a wonderful place to have, to represent. And I just thank you guys, and thank you for our responders, our police department, our fire department. You guys have been excellent partners. Everyone in the city office has been an excellent partner, and welcome me to the community, and thank you again.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and y'all do a wonderful job. We really appreciate it. Miss Vanessa, thank you, because we know how hard that is, keeping folks and keeping them. So,
And don't feel like you have to stay for the whole meeting because you're here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's right. Well, we may or may we may or may not hold it against you, so you'll have to see. Okay, we will stop all proceedings as they exit. Bye, y'all. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's great.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. She does a great job. She really does. All right, moving to unfinished business, second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, establishing a temporary moratorium, issuance of business license, commercial vessels, other marine activity.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor? I'm sorry, call the roll. Well, is this, yeah, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenan?
Yes.
All right, I want to make one comment on that.
All right.
Fort Hanley. So just one of the things, so nothing has changed since we met last week, and I just ask that everybody who is coming in to get a license or get on the waiting list, please be patient with our staff. We'll go through the rules. And again, now that this part is behind us, we will immediately go to work with the goal of, you know, November, trying to have the new rules and regulations set forth. We will have buy-in from the community and everybody that's, you know, the different people that are involved in these types of businesses, with the goal to have everything out before we send renewals out in December. So that's just what I wanted to get out to everybody listening.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right, moving to new business under resolutions. Resolution awarding the bid, State Highway 180 milling, paving, striping for the fire station, $198,470 to John G. Walton.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution rejecting all bids for rec center roof soffit replacement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Duncan Counts, lobbying services.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting. Boundary survey, Burt Taylor property, 26192 Canal Road, $3,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order, Sawgrass. Land surveying, vacation of sanitary sewer easement, Rumor Lakes Development, Windward Lakes property, $6,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a lease agreement with the United States Postal Service.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture Design Services for Veterans Memorial, $16,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution adopting the rental agreement and fee schedule, Orange Beach Event Center. I think we want to postpone this, don't we? Yeah.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on August 1st.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing software service agreement with Zap Software Festival of Art.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Grace Stanton Theater Production, Junie B. Jones.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. I think now is when I'd like to make our comments relative to the press release. Is that a good?
Yes.
And then we'll go into committee of the whole. Is it yesterday that it came out?
Yes.
Yesterday, Mayor Robert Kraft and the City of Gulf Shores, and I'm assuming de facto state of Alabama, put out a press release regarding the current bridge situation and the Waterways Bridge. After much thought and discussion, we felt the need to respond. The press release was very, I took it personally, as it accused us of, again, money being more important to us than the money we make off the bridge, toll bridge, than the comfort or the experience of our guest and his constituents and the health and safety and welfare of an evacuation of the island. So that bothers me greatly. Saying a lot because I'm trying to be very diplomatic and calm and nice, and it's very, very hard. But anyway, in his press release, essentially, it was one mistruth after the other. I do not know how the mayor of a city in Alabama gets away with putting out a press release that is completely and almost totally untrue. And he continues to do that. And the same with the state of Alabama and Mr. Cooper and ALDOT. So we're going to, again, correct the misstatements that he's made. And anything that we say here, we can back it up. We have proof. We have witnesses. We have documentation. We're not just spitting out a press release saying anything we need to say to move the needle on public support. And I'm extreme. I hope the Alabama Supreme Court is smart enough to see through this nonsense. So anyway, after his significant soliloquy a few weeks back about our working together, he went on the offensive about the money being the most important thing. So we, on multiple occasions offered to give up any money we generated off that bridge if it would help facilitate a better way to move traffic on and off the island. Money was never, ever an object for us. We offered to offer that money up that we generate per car to pay for passes for island residents. We were told that was not necessary. So it's not about the money. The money is about a little over 1% of our total budget. I could almost tell you every voting person in Orange Beach would much rather give up that 1% and have a much free-flowing traffic pattern than have a little bit more money in the bank. And I said, y'all jump in anywhere, but I got a month. I'll go through them. And then the hurricane evacuation route, as he claims this bridge to be, is laughable. It will not help. It will make evacuation of this island much worse. It is a bridge with four additional intersections that you have to go through. It will be a convergence of traffic from east, west, and from the south trying to all get north. So it can't be a help. It will be a hindrance. That is a fraud. And anytime you look at the map, you'll see what I'm talking about. The bridge plan would have allowed us to have four lanes, because they was going to build another bridge span, four lanes, and as we reverse lanes going north from essentially the beach road, four lanes north, four lanes all the way to I-10, with no obstructions other than what's already there now. No additional obstructions. This new bridge, there's four new intersections. And again, there's things that I will leave out, so y'all feel free. Anything I'm leaving out, jump in, okay? The other thing they continue to beat the drum to is the 50 years. 50 years of no control, 50 years of not being able to build a bridge. And that is just not true. The 50-year term was Mr. Cooper's insertion into the discussion on the bridge would become a public bridge in 50 years, which the bridge company accepted. The bridge company put into the discussion there would be a no-compete with another bridge during that period of time, but there was never any discussion or negotiation as to whether it would be 50 years or would it be less. My suggestion would, it would have been on a business plan calculus where the capital investment of the bridge would be recouped before there could be a competing bridge. They agreed with that. Gulf Shores did not, and again, did not. This was never negotiated, so they put it out there as if there was a 50-year lock on the state ever building another bridge. It's absolutely false. said the tolls would be unregulated by anyone except the bridge company. Absolutely false. In our discussions, in a contract I have on my desk, there would be toll control based on some type of index with an established fee for out of Baldwin County visitors. And that would be every 5 years it would be adjusted. Everybody in Baldwin County would have no fee. It would be a free bridge. New bridge talking about the bridge company was in complete control of when and if another bridge span was ever to be built. Absolutely false. In the contract on my desk, that span would have been built within 3 years. And believe it or not, that bridge would be built right now because this goes back 3 years almost, or 2 years, something like that. So that's absolutely false. There would be an additional bridge span, two lanes north, two lanes south, going through the toll booth. The toll booth would be torn down, rebuilt, and it is five booths now. It would have gone to 11 with all the additional asphalting and paving necessary to queue up more cars and to move them through in a quicker or feeding pattern. They continue to harp, and this is what bothers me about people locally that keep hearing the word free bridge, free bridge. It's not a free bridge. Every taxpayer in Alabama is paying for that bridge. It may be free to use, but again, if you've got to go through four new intersections to get over the bridge, what is your time worth? I can tell you now, I will pay the dollar or the $2 and save myself 15 to 20 minutes to go through the toll bridge. Because my time is worth much more than a free token. But again, that's if you can get to it. Because if you look at the plan, this bridge dumps out at County Road 4 and stops. What good is a bridge from Canal Road to County Road 4? I can't get an answer to that. They won't answer that. No one will get into a discussion as to whether this plan makes any sense. They just continue to put out press releases with false information. We have asked, we have begged to have a sit down with the state, with Gulf Shores, the county, Orange Beach, to go through and create a solution. They refused and have not sat down at the table but once, and that was when we all had to go to Montgomery and be, I guess you could say, called on the carpet. This bridge is going to free up traffic on Highway 59. Absolutely false. There's no documentation. There's no studies whatsoever to show that to be the case. I have spent so much time over there observing traffic, where it goes, what it does. Nobody's coming off 59 to come over that free bridge. It's not going to happen. And if I'm going to leave that up to y'all. The only thing it would be good for is a private drive to their new high school. That's what it would be good for, $120 million private drive. So I have asked for an open forum over and over and over again with Mayor Kraft, Director Cooper, anybody that wants to come defend their project publicly in front of God and everybody, and they won't give me the time of day. So I do not understand. If you can't defend your position publicly and you have to do it with Miss, try not to use the word lie. So, yeah, okay, all right. My daddy would say bald-faced lies, but I'm not my daddy. But I don't understand how you could be taken serious, and the judge certainly didn't take them serious. And I'll let you get in that, Jeff. So it's only one conclusion. Again, if you can't defend it publicly, you can't defend it and be challenged by the other person on the other side, then you do not have the ability to defend your position because you don't have a position. So somebody somewhere is receiving something in return in some way, because this bridge project absolutely is not going to help us move traffic in Orange Beach for sure in any way, form, or fashion. So I am looking for help because I'm trying my best to stay diplomatic. So,
Mayor, I just got just a few points to bring out. The city of Orange Beach supports the free enterprise system. Our country was built on private businesses. The Baldwin Bridge Company is a small business that built the Foley Beach Express, something that neither city on the Alabama Gulf Coast could do at that time. It was done by a free enterprise company. It has served the Alabama Gulf Coast well, helping millions of tourists visit our beautiful white beaches. Orange Beach does not support big government working to put a private business out of business. And just to reiterate something you said, Mayor, our city has never tried to protect the money we receive from the bridge. Never. In 2018, that's 5 years ago, we met with some ALDOT officials and told them we'll be gladly to, and the bridge company, we'll be gladly to put the $1 million that we make off the bridge on the table, give us zero tolls for Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. And so it's always been that way. It never has changed. What we should be working on together is how to expand the Beach Express to I-65. Now, that would get people off the island a lot quicker and out of harm's way. And instead of being so nitpicky over on this little thing. And so I agree with the mayor. The points that were brought out were just not true. To say that Orange Beach is wanting to protect the amount of money we make off the bridge is an absolutely untruth. There's no truth in that whatsoever. And it never will be. If we can get lower tolls, I think we even talked about you could even include Foley in that. Make it zero tolls for all three cities. And that would make a major pack. But let's somehow come back together and work on what we should be working on, along with Baldwin County, and expanding the Beach Express to I-65.
Thank you, Jerry.
Mayor, I apologize. Mayor, I was taken back quite a bit yesterday. When I first originally read it. The mayor of Gulf Shores just spoke a few months ago at the First Friday Forum about working together and such, and I had to read it probably three times just to see if this was really truly Robert Kraft speaking out against it. And us and the mistruths that, like you spoke of earlier, I'll use that word, profiteering over life safety issues when we discussed traffic being backed up for our first responders. We committed our monies so that not just Gulf Shores and Orange Beach residents, and Orange Beach residents were our first, thought process. That's who we work for. That's who we work for the best way is for the citizens of Orange Beach and our guests. But to say that, we're profiteers, when we actually, I think one of the mechanisms in that agreement was for all county residents to have a free pass, not just Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. That's the first I ever saw where the 50-year idea came in there. I've never heard of that, never read that in the agreement, the so-called agreement, tolls unregulated. I don't know where that comes from. I really don't know where that comes from. So, keep that contract. Thank you.
I really take personal offense over the release and its intent from the mayor of our sister city. It is a pure example of anyone can say anything. And unfortunately, I trust our council, our mayor, and Gulf Shores also to not fling untruths about as fact. At the State of the City meeting that the Chamber of Commerce held, Mayor Kraft got up and said that we need to work together. And this is certainly a huge misstep. So I would ask that everyone look a little bit deeper than just the surface words, because they are not true.
Well, I guess thank I you. Should add to this a little. I have one goal. The people of Orange Beach and the people that have businesses in Gulf Shores One of the toughest things they have right now is labor, and getting that labor to them is of utmost importance. And from day one, the goal has been to give all Baldwin County residents free access across the bridge, and that it would be a huge step in both the service industry, people providing to businesses, and it would be very helpful. The only thing I'm going to add is that the judge's ruling that came out first before this went to the Supreme Court was probably one of the most harsh opinions I've ever read from a judge. You would read and you think, okay, there's going to be 5 or 10 pages here that this is going to be just fluff, but it wasn't. It was page after page after page after page telling you all the things that were wrong and why the judge filed the injunction. So from my point of view, my goal is to get zero cost to the citizens of Orange Beach and all of Baldwin County to benefit the businesses, and I will always be my focus on what I'm doing here. And, you know, we see the businesses in Gulf Shores as important as we do the ones in Orange Beach, and I think it's important to all of us to get a free bridge. And that free bridge, where they were putting it, makes no sense. Not dumping off in the four. What are you going to put on a Roscoe Road and dump it there with a roundabout and cause traffic? There's no exit. There's no real plan. And it just, none of it really adds up. So that's my opinion.
Well, thank you. A couple of other points. Bridge was built in 2000, I think it was. And the expressway, and that's sort of like add to what Jerry was saying. And I don't know how many of y'all were here, but we were all jumping up and down to pay the toll because the state wouldn't build us a bridge and no one else would. But now we didn't have to go to Gulf Shores to get north. We were able to jump across that bridge for a very fair toll. So to treat it as though it is an evil entity is really wrong and self-serving. The state had multiple opportunities to buy that bridge during the ebb and flow of the economy over the last 20 years and chose not to. So that is on them for not taking advantage if they didn't want a toll, for not eliminating the toll if they wanted to. And I do think the city of Orange Beach and elected officials are owed an apology by Mayor Robert Kraft and whoever else was supportive of that and participated in writing that press release. And I expect one. I do. And I hope we get it. And hopefully that will be the beginning of us getting back to the table and trying to find a way to fix this. But if there's nothing else to say, then I guess we'll drop it and move on. Yeah.
I got to say one thing. I support you 100%.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
So, and you know, while we're on, if there's anybody else that has anything they'd like to say, you're welcome to chime in. If not, we'll move on. But I'm welcome to any comments. All right, then we'll call to order committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes, Flood Damage Prevention Board, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 7/11/23. Those will be moved forward for review. Miscellaneous, relocate council meeting on August 1st to community center. Under resolutions, resolution appropriating funds, Gulf United Metro Business Organizations, Gumbo for Tourism Summit, $12,500. Resolution to award proposal for EMS billing services. Resolution awarding the bid for Orange Beach Gulf State Park Gulf Shores Beach Restoration Project. Resolution authorizing execution of task order for Sawgrass Consulting. Additional professional services, fire station number 3, $38,000. Moving to ordinances, set a public hearing date, Buena Vista on the Beach, PUD minor modification, covered open area addition, 8/15/2023 suggested. Any questions, thoughts?
Glenn, when will we be back in our chamber, regular chamber? Got a time frame?
I think the second week in August.
Perfect.
Don't hold you to that. Right. All right, well, anybody else? Anything else anybody else would like to talk about? If not, we'll go home and eat supper. All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all for
all
coming.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.
All right.